Tuition for state residents attending a UW system school is currently a little more than $3,000 a semester. That's about half what non-residents are required to pay. Under the bill authored by Representative Jocasta Zamarripa, students without legal documentation as U.S. citizens could qualify for the lower tuition rate if they meet certain conditions. Zamarripa laid out two of those when she introduced the students on the assembly floor.
Mr. Speaker, they want to pay their way through college. They want to pay in-state tuition rates if they've lived here for at least 3 years and if they graduated from one of our Wisconsin high schools. They want a fair shot, not a free ride.
Before beginning their march to the UW campus, students chanted and held signs reading, "Restore Tuition Equity for Immigrant Students." Valeria Gonzalez came to the U.S. when she was 4 years old. She'll graduate from UW-Milwaukee in May. She was able to pay in-state tuition because of a state law on the books then allowing it. But Governor Walker removed funding for the program from the budget soon after he was elected in 2010. Gonzalez says there are lots of students who could benefit if the program were reinstated.
Out of the thousands of high school students graduating every year, you know, there are a percentage of those students who would like to go to college. And many of those that we're not including in the statistics are students that don't even know that they could go to college. So we imagine that those numbers would be a lot higher if they knew that they could even afford college.
Currently, 16 states have similar laws on the books. The bill to make Wisconsin number 17 has not received a hearing yet. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.